The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks LLC nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonacorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, everything was great.
Thank yeah, you know, yeah. And it's always the Mondays off always, you know, mess me up. You know, it's just like I just still feel like we're should be a day behind.
That's the bonus to the holiday. You get a short week of work.
It is the bonus to the holiday, but the downside is it plays games with my brain.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Yeah, that's a lot of people are like that, you know? So it's we're kicking off September here, the last month of the third quarter of the year here. And starting off to a little bit of a rocky start in the market out there. But, you know, I'm not really surprised. You know, I think we're seeing a slowdown.
I absolutely do also. I mean, again, I think I've mentioned this on the show prior, just different people I'm speaking to and, you know, the various businesses that they're affiliated with, and the consensus is we're slow. I'm not hearing, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. We're so busy, you know, and there's times like, you know, you talk to people no matter what walk of life, what they do, whether it's corporate America or owning their own business, and they'll say, it's just nuts right now. You know, we can't keep up. It's so busy. Everybody I'm speaking to is following it with the word slow.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I'm seeing the same thing. I'm just noticing the same. You know, one of the things that for the listeners out there, Mike and I are big on is personal observation, right? You can tell a lot about what's going on if you just pay attention to certain things when you're out and about. And, you know, one of my gauges always has been is wait times at restaurants, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, granted, I haven't been out to a restaurant in, you know, in a few weeks now, but, you know, when you just go and you look and you see, all right, you know, to the walk-up type restaurant, you know what I'm saying, Mike, the chains or wherever yeah. you were, you typically don't make a reservation, just, you know, walk mm-hmm. up, what's the wait look like? And, it just last time I went, just it wasn't like it was, you know, a few months back.
Yeah, no, I know. I hear you. But feels like it is slowing. You know, the market, obviously, August was a down month. I mean, it got hit early and did rally a little bit towards the end of August to pair up some of the losses there for August. But September starting out the first week, certainly rough. I think we're going to be in for a, you know, volatile, rough, you know, up and down type of thing here through September. And that's pretty traditional, right? August, September usually will give you those type of months.
Yeah, it's not uncommon at all where that takes place. But, you know, when you get right down to it, if you take the time to sit and look and, you know, go over your circumstance, in many instances, and we look back historically, August and September have been pretty good times to reposition yourself and get yourself ready maybe for a next leg up in the market, a change in life, you know, an event that's going to take place. So whenever there's, you know, challenges out there, there's always opportunities. And I do believe that right now there happens to be, my opinion, some tremendous opportunities that people, you know, may be able to take advantage of that, you know, over the next several years, they're going to, you know, there could be a good economic expansion once we get through the rough patch.
I agree. And, you know, Doug, it just it feels like, you know, we went through all the rate hikes to slow the economy down. So we're here. And I still think part of the thing that's messing with everything is there's not a consensus yet. Are we done raising rates? And obviously Wall Street doesn't want rates going any higher. And I think that's what's causing some of this choppy negativity, volatile moments in the markets. But I do feel that the decision is getting very, very, very close to the end of, like, even if they do raise it, it's going to be, well, this and that's about it, because of the way the economy's feeling. And I feel once that gets settled, I think there could be some real good clarity for the markets and maybe even the economy.
Sure, because, you know, if they start by any chance talking about a potential cut in interest rates, you know, that may bode very, very well for, you know, for the markets. And there's a sweet spot, in my opinion, right now for the listeners out there and the average person out there, you know, just the regular, you know, regular person here. The sweet spot in being that I think that you can take advantage of some interest rate sensitive investment alternatives that are available now, as well as get yourself positioned to maybe, if the market, you know, does well, if we get an interest rate cut, to kind of have the best of both worlds if you act. If you know, you can't delay on it, because if they do start to cut interest rates at the end of the year or early next year, you're going to kick yourself in the fanny, right? You're going to be like, "Ugh, why didn't I listen to them and take advantage of this?" But if we're right and we do see a cut in interest rates and markets start to rally with that, well, heck, Mike, if people took some time right now to sit down with us and review their situation, we may be able to position them to take advantage of the best of both worlds in that circumstance.
Yeah, and Doug, to be a little more clear about it, is that right now, the fixed interest rates are paying very well, you know, or at a level that we haven't seen in a very long time.
Right.
Okay. And but I guess the point I'm trying to say is, in the past, even when the market did take off, or the market was in a period was doing very well, interest rates were close to zero.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't getting that extra kick out of your safe money, your fixed money, if you will. There could be a period now coming up that, because of these interest rates higher than what they've been in a very long time, and if the market does kick into gear and say, okay, you know, the interest rate hiking's over, a matter of fact, there may be a cut, and, you know, the recession, or there wasn't a recession, or it wasn't as bad as they're saying, it was just a slowdown, there's a chance the market can roll, if you will, and you'd have both working for you. And we haven't seen that in a very, very, very long time.
We really, you know, as advisors and you know, sitting in our perch, we're really back to, you know, opportunities now that I'm going to call, at this stage of the game, like old school opportunities, because we really haven't seen, you know, the chances to develop financial strategies for people with interest rates in this realm since the, you know, 2005, 2006, you know, time frame, when we could really use solid interest, you know, sensitive vehicles combined with other types of investment alternatives to give somebody a good solid financial strategy with some lower potential volatility than they may otherwise have.
Yes. You know, well said. That's all I can say to that is it's been a very long time to be able to do what you're talking about. And, you know, maybe coming soon.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, Mike, is that a lot of people out there, listeners out there, you folks, you may unknowingly have a lot more risk in your, you know, in your accounts right now than you really are comfortable with, or that you realize you have, because for such a period of time we haven't had interest rates. So you really almost had no alternative, you know, no really good alternatives to go to. And so you took risk exposure to accommodate your objectives that maybe you no longer need to take. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, listen, if you went back and you pulled the archives of this show from back in the day, you would listen to, and back in the day, by the way, is in the mid-90s, right, we started this show. So you would hear us saying, never take more risk with your money than you need to take, right? And we've always been proponents of that, and we're still now, and you know, even more so now, don't take more risk than you need to take. And a lot of you may have more money right now, more net worth, more wealth than you ever imagined you were going to have. So, you know, don't leave it to haphazardly float out there and just be like, oh, well, I just got to live with what I get now. Now's the time to really have some strategies in place. And, like, this applies for the person that maybe currently has, I don't know, $500,000 that never thought they'd have $500,000 in their life. Maybe they, you know, or the person that has $5 million or the person that has $10 million or $1 million that never thought that they would have that kind of money in their lifetime. Well, you know, let's make sure that we're not being careless with it or carefree with it, shall I say. Let's make sure that we're being very careful with those funds at this stage of the game.
Yeah. You know, Doug, great point. And, you know, there's folks, you know, it has been a good year for the market. Okay. So let's go there with it. Okay. And a lot of people's accounts are higher than what they were. And like you said, there's folks that are probably saying, wow, it's up to this dollar amount. Like, yeah, you know, that's great. It's, you know, but what Doug's saying to you is maybe now's the time to rebalance and take some of those chips and put them into the safe account, if you will. You
maybe.
Know what I'm saying? And get a nice interest rate on them and just kind of rebalance and keep moving forward. And, you know, Doug, you can't, you know, the problem is when the market's up or the market's higher for the year, people, you kind of get that sugar rush. I want more. It's going to go higher. It's going to go higher. And I always remind people when they rebalance, you're rebalancing and taking money, especially when you're taking it out of the market and into something safer. We hope this transaction turns out to be wrong. And they kind of look at me and say, well, what do you mean? And I say, well, we always want the market to go higher. By no means are we saying this is the end of the world and the market's going to tank, but it's the prudent thing to do to rebalance.
Sure.
See, that's the hurdle people have to get over. You have to realize as you're making highs, as that, you always need to rebalance. That's a function of the market. That's a prudent strategy.
You know, Mike, the most, you know, people that are, I was going to say the most successful people, but to me, success isn't about a dollar amount, right? It's about being happy in your life and all that stuff. But people who have, you know, significant wealth and they, and even, you know, institutions and endowments, they have methodologies that they use for managing their funds. And the reality of the situation is that too few Main Street people realize that you can take similar approaches to your money, and you should be. Those, forget about the one-offs, you know, the people who became very wealthy because they invented something or the professional athlete or entertainer or that person, right? Let's just talk about the person who, you know, that has just grinded out over the course of their lifetime, or maybe you're second generation, right? And your parents did a good job of accumulating money and you inherited it. And now, you know, you got to do a continued good job on it. You're the steward of the family's finances now. So just make sure that you have a reasonable approach to handling that. And, you know, where, okay, yeah, sure, maybe a little bit of it is, you know, aggressively invested, but maybe, you know, a good portion of it is conservatively invested. It all depends on what your overall circumstances. And I guess I shouldn't have said the word invested, because I don't mean invested. I mean allocated. I mean placed, right? Because, you know, some people won't own any investments. They just won't. It's not necessary for them.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, I want to give you an example of sometimes what happens and where people rebalance the wrong way in their 401k plans.
Yes.
They have assets. They have funds. The money's invested. And the year end will come and they'll get their results of what their funds did. And then there'll be a chart of every fund available
mm-hmm.
to that 401k program. And they'll say, whoa, look at this one. It did 24%.
That's not what they say.
And
what do they say?
No, go ahead.
this one's paying the best.
Yeah, this one's paying the best. You're right. And I'm going to move money to that. And you know, next thing you know, you're actually rebalancing. You're chasing yesterday's winners.
Right.
You know, and I think everybody can kind of relate to that. And they'll say, where, you know, we've had people come in and say to us, Mike, here's my 401k menu. Where should I put it? Should I put it into that one? Like, mm-hmm. they try to lead me to that one.
Mike, I'll never forget years and years and years ago. This was probably, I don't remember exactly when, folks. This was probably in the 1990s. We met somebody who came in off the radio show. And this person just had a specific investment strategy where they did very well for themselves, where each year that just when they started the next year, they just repositioned their assets into a lot of the worst performing stuff from the year before. It was no real method to the madness or anything. It's just always like, oh, I just buy the one that did the worst the year before because I figure, you know, it could. Now, listen, that's not a proven strategy. That doesn't, you know, work all the time. And I'm not suggesting anybody do that. But what I am suggesting is that, you know, there could be opportunity out there that you should be taking advantage of, or changes that you should be, you know, you should be doing inside of your overall situation. And the only reason that Mike and I come out here and tell you this is because we reiterate to you guys most of the time mistakes that we see people make and how for you to not make those same mistakes, right? That's really, when you think about it, if you analyze the show, that's really what we do, is we talk about mistakes we see people have made over the course of time and how to help you prevent from doing the same thing.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here and I'm laughing at myself. I got a big smile on my face because, you know, Doug, when you talk about the rebalancing stuff, that goes back to before you were younger and you ever had a dollar invested in the market, and you knew the theory was what? Buy low, sell high.
Right.
Right? I'm going to buy low and sell high and become some sort of a, you know, rich man by doing that.
Now,
right?
Listen, you're right. There's no proven guaranteed formula,
No. But the theory is when we're talking, I'm sorry, Doug, I cut you off.
It's fine.
But with the theory is we're talking about like chasing yesterday's winners or not rebalancing, or even your account doing so well that you've failed to rebalance.
Right.
That's the crux of this conversation.
Well, you know something, Mike, is that as we go along and, you know, and we'll talk about this, we can expand this conversation further today, is that the emotions of money, the emotions that are pegged to money are so overwhelming, and it's very, very uncommon that we find somebody that's completely emotionally detached from money, right?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and then the emotion of greed and the emotion of fear are the two that really start to take over. And those are pretty extreme emotions.
Hey, Doug, let's face it, right? When it comes to your investments and your money, we all have a little bit of that sports fan in us, right? We kind of get that statement and we see how we're doing. And when we're down, we're angry and we're mad.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're up, we're cheering and we're happy. This is the greatest moment, right? We all have that fan syndrome, if you will, when it comes to investing.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. We'll continue on this conversation. Let's hop to a break.
Sure.
Right. And when we come back, we'll continue on with this conversation. We'll be right back, folks.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, where we dropped off before, we started talking about, you know, the emotions that are involved with money. And, you know, those emotions can be very overpowering for people. And, you know, in the last, you know, in the last 2 years or so, we've really kind of seen the market provide emotional swings for people that are should be fresh in memory, right?
Yeah.
Last year you had the I want to throw up when the statement came through the door, right?
Yes.
People weren't happy, money going down,
yep.
Getting scared,
yeah.
I'm going to lose it all, mm-hmm. right? And then before that and now, if you're looking at it now, and it's not happening so much now, Mike, because the accounts aren't back above where they were 2 years ago.
Right.
Okay? It's when they get back above that
yeah.
that number. So, but whichever, you go back 2 years ago, whenever it was, 3 years ago, and now you're at all-time highs. And you're like, this is great.
Yep.
This is awesome, right? And you're getting greedy. And we're on the air telling people, please, 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 do not get carried away here. Don't get greedy. Let's make sure that we have a bona fide strategy in place. Let's make sure that we've got an investment strategy, an overall financial strategy in place for you just in case the market doesn't go your way, right? We have to talk, and this is what we talk to you listeners about time over time. If you think back and you're a longtime listener, you'll know that when the markets are doing well, we'll tell you, do not get greedy and do not, you know, and make sure that you're paying attention to what's going on here, right? So we don't try to throw gas on those fires and try to take advantage and be opportunistic and saying, oh, come on, you know, we can do something that's great. Da, da, da. None of that garbage happens here. And then the same thing holds true when the market's not doing well. We also come on the air here and we tell you, do not fear yourself out of everything right now. Do not panic, okay? But let's make sure that you have a good strategy in place and that you are well positioned for when this does, if it does turn around, that you are positioned to take advantage of it. That's what you get out of us, right? We're telling you this all the time. We want to keep you in the middle of the road in the money management world. We want to keep you on the sidewalk, the financial sidewalk, you know, safe. And that's what we try to do week in and week out here.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, I got to throw out a couple of these words to you as you were talking about that. It's the psychology of money, right?
Yep.
Which is just absolutely brutal for people.
100%.
Right? It's between the ears, if you will, trying to get it right. Coaching by you and I, right? I mean, you need somebody to be able to speak to and talk to and help me through these periods of times and what should I be feeling. I got to give this example because I've given it out before on the show. I always get amazed when somebody has $450,000 in their account and it goes to $500,000 and they're over the moon, and then it goes to $520,000 and they're really going nuts. And then all of a sudden the correction comes to the market and their statement comes back and it's below, you know, say $495,000, and they're just completely beside themselves on how bad the performance is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But maybe 6 months earlier, when you hit 495, you were going crazy saying, we're going to go through five. I'm going to have over 500,000
right.
in that account.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it just shows a lot of raw emotion both ways.
Right.
And I think that's where you and I say coaching and speaking and trying to settle you down and get you settled is let's do the prudent things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's try not to, you know, market's down for a month, the world's not coming to an end. And if it's up for a month, we're certainly, you know, never going to be down again.
Right.
And let's keep our feet on the ground.
Yeah, you know, you know, we've got clients that have tens of millions of dollars, you know, of assets, and we have conversations with them that are very similar to the same conversation that we say to somebody that has a $500,000, right? It's just we're building about you. Let's not be overly greedy. Let's not be overly pessimistic. Let's kind of like, you know, stay here. And by the way, Mike and I are unemotional about this. We'll make our best recommendations to you at all periods of time, regardless of what's happening in the market. Because I think, in my opinion, there's always an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And you know, it's interesting too, Doug, as time has gone on, you know, people, when we had our first, I'm going to say real crises back in 2000, 2001, you know, people with the, I got to get out, the world's coming to an end. And how many times back then you and I had conversations with folks and saying, this is the absolute worst move you can make,
right,
when the market's almost at rock bottom. We should have had this conversation when the market was extremely high,
mm-hmm,
right? So that's kind of saying, don't try to have it both ways. When it's on the bottom, well, I'm going to get out, and at the top, I'm going to keep going. But that's completely the worst thing you can do or look at.
Right. And but my add-on to what you're saying right there, Mike, is that there may be tweaks that you need to make in both of those circumstances.
Absolutely.
Right? That's what's really important, is to make sure that inside of your overall strategy is that it's, you know, you're monitoring it, you're reviewing it, you're having somebody help you out and say, okay, well, listen, I've been in this business since 1991, and this is what I've seen, and historically this is what, you know, what we've done, and this is what's worked. And, you know, obviously we have no guarantee that it's going to continue to work, but it's worked all this period of time. I've got a high level of confidence that it's going to continue to work.
Yeah. And that's why, Doug, really, when it comes to investing, one of the prudent steps of rebalancing, you'll hear us folks say rebalancing your account or rebalance your account, is so important, because that's really a prudent thing to do. That's kind of saying what we just said and really in a nutshell, right? Let's not get extreme. Let's not, you know, double down when it's extremely higher, and let's not cash out when it's extremely lower, but let's adjust and make tweaks and do the right things along the way. That's what's important.
Sure. You know, it's I think one of the prudent ways for most people to approach it is have some downside protections in place while you also have some opportunities for upside. And, you know, it's having a professionally crafted strategy in place for you to do that. And what is a struggle for a lot of people out there is not knowing how to do that or where to turn. And, you know, that's where, you know, we come into play, folks. We're available to you. We're here to help you move forward in your financial life. We're here to help you take advantage of this and to, you know, just see if the guys who've got decades worth of experience can give you some suggestions and implement some strategies for you that are going to be appropriate for the long-term wellness of your financial life.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, the other thing I want to point out, as we're having this conversation sitting here in, you know, September, I think this is one of those years where everything that we're saying right now really comes into play and makes sense, right? You had a negative year last year. You had a very strong bounce back this year. People may be out of balance. You have fixed interest accounts at a relatively high compared to, you know, the reasonable past, which we talked about. There could be tax opportunities out there too, right? Between, you know, you may be holding a loser or this is up. So I think this year really brings the opportunity for basically what the show's been about today.
Yes.
And what's going to happen with the markets and the opportunities that the markets may be offering coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is really one of those rare prime situations where all those things that I just talked about are kind of on the table.
They are definitely on the table, and it's an exciting time for you and I as, you know, as professionals in this business, because it's exciting because we now, again, have tools available to us to effectively develop strategies for you that we haven't had at our disposal since 2008 and 2000, since before 2008 and 2009. Right. I mean, we really haven't. And now we do. And now we have the availability and the opportunities to provide financial strategies with lower potential volatility, lower level of risks, with the same potential to accomplish the goals and objectives that we were doing before. So if we can accomplish goals and objectives with a lower level of volatility and a lower level of risk for the listener out there, well, to me, that's what it's all about, and that's where, you know, we can excel. And that's, folks, that's where we're at right now in this economic and investment cycle that we're in. We really feel as though there's good spots out there for you if you'll be willing to take the time to sit down and look and go over this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, you know, Doug. And you know, you ask yourself, have you, A, done any of this, or B, did you even remotely, if, you know, what we're talking about makes sense to, like, yeah, you know, that's something I'm a candidate for. You at least need to take a look at it. You know what I'm saying? So maybe you are, maybe you're not, you know, but I think you have the right to explore and say, where does this all mean to me at the end of the day?
Well, Mike, you know, it's a couple of things that we need to reiterate and go over with the people here listening to the show is that a lot of you over the years have come into the office and said, I've listened to the show for, I couldn't even tell you how long, right? The show's been on since the mid-1990s. I can't even listen, you know, tell you how long I've listened to the show for, and I just finally decided, okay, I'm going to come in. And, you know, we always ask, well, often we ask, well, what held you up? Like, why didn't you come beforehand? And there's a whole host of reasons why people don't come in. And one of the more popular reasons was, I really don't understand this. And, you know, so I was just kind of like, you know, I just go with the flow on it. And, you know, whatever it is, it is. And, you know, we want to tell you that that's a bad excuse. All right. And in our, you know, we don't care how much you do or don't know. And we'll go out of our way to try to explain things to you in terminology that you will understand. Right. We absolutely do. We never expect, you're not going to leave a financial expert. That's for sure. But what we try to do is we try to take these things that currently seem like overwhelming, complex issues to you and explain them in easy to understand terminology so that you have somewhat of an idea of what, you know, somewhat of a better idea when you leave as to where we're going with everything.
Sure. Absolutely. And you know, Doug, again, folks, you know, when you look at your financial situation, you know, I always feel like, Doug, you have the right to know. You should know. And a lot of people will say, but I don't understand it. Or,
right.
Or you know, many times folks have come in, they've said to us, I trust you here, you know, and we, you know, we appreciate that.
That's flattering.
We appreciate the confidence. That's always nice to hear. But at the end of the day, Doug, you and I try to speak in terms and try to boil it down for the client that they kind of, yeah, I get it. You know, they understand. I always try to say, I mean, the active partnership's the best partnership. You know what I'm saying? So this way, you know, when things are going on, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, yeah, he said that. You know, I understand that. So, you know, and that's the one thing, Doug, you and I, we're not going to use high terminology over people's heads or anything like that. We try to boil it down so you get it, you understand it, and you feel comfortable, which is probably most important.
Yeah, it really is. And knowing that you have an overall strategy in place is, you know, it's really a good thing for you out there. And knowing that you have somebody to turn to that can go over the, you know, the stuff with you, it's just really, in my opinion, a very important thing to do. And we just want to make sure that you're not, you know, don't be a financial ostrich. And a lot of you are. And what I mean by that is you just take your head and you bury it in the sand. And, you know, you just pretend that if the financial world can't see you, you can't see. If you can't see the financial world can't see you. And the only thing that's going to do is if your head's buried in the sand, your fanny's pointing up to the sky and your fanny may get burned. Let's just make sure we do things, even if you pop your head out of the sand for a short period of time, and then we talk about it, and we get a strategy set up to you, and you put it back in the sand, and you don't pull it back out of the sand until you get the telephone call, and you say, hey, we need to review or go over something. Well, you know, so be it. But at least you gave yourself the opportunity to potentially have a better strategy or overall financial, you know, whatever, set up for you in your life.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And you know what? We're at the point of the year now with, you know, months left to the year end, and there's certain things that need to be done by year end by you know, law for people who may or may not apply to you. Where we are with the markets, where we are with interest rates in the economy, just really shapes up into a time of almost like a sweet spot of to take a look at your stuff.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see, where am I at? How does this all affect me? You know, certainly over the next couple months.
Right. And can I reduce down to a lower level of risk and still accomplish the same objectives?
Yeah.
You know, that it makes sense. We don't know until we sit down and meet with you. So I want to remind you that we're available for a consultation with you. You just need to pick up the phone and give us a call. And in 855-262-6000. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And also as a reminder, we've got office in Toms River, in Clark, in Parsippany, in Martinsville, meeting facility in Manasquan. So if you can hear the show, we've got an office in close proximity to you. As well as we're old school, we'll make a house call if you'd like. We're modern day, we can do a video appointment. Whatever's easiest for you, we just try really hard to make it easy to come in and sit down.
Yeah, that's, Doug, so there's, again, if you hear us right now, there's a meeting facility or, we would even come to you. So it's all doable.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And I hope that we're making some sense. Mike and I come out here this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff, because we say we'll talk to you about financial stuff. We'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money, see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. So, I want to remind you also that you can go to our website, and our website is wealthmanagegroup.com. That's wealthmanagegroup.com. And you can drop us an email via there and, let us know what you'd like to hear us talk about, if there's anything, that's of interest to you, anything that we don't talk about, whatever it is that you'd like to hear us, we're here to, to help you do that. So we're up to the what have you been up to lately segment of the show, Mike, which, we really enjoy doing. So why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, Doug, trying to think about what's been going on lately that would be really, I really want to focus in on and talk. So what's happening, what I've seen recently, unfortunately, is when somebody passes away and the beneficiaries have a decision to make, right? You know, okay, somebody passed away. You're going to, you know, you have the right, you know, to claim the money, you know, whatever your share is. And a lot of people just completely stumped on what they can or can't do, or how the the tax laws work, or what have you. And what I'm finding is that on the various cases, and I think we've had two, three of them of late, people had the wrong answer to the question, if you will, to kind of boil it down to that. And got to kind of say, hold the phone here for a second. Here's the ramifications, and here's what your options are.
Right.
And when they hear what the options are and the ramifications are, they changed that answer. Okay, which goes to tell me that that wasn't really what they needed to do or what they really wanted to do. They were just assuming that was the right answer.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to point that out to folks, right? If you're out there and you're inheriting money, or somebody's passing away, or what have you, look at your options of what you can and how it applies to your situation before you make a hasty decision.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just, you know, again, Doug, for many people, some people never inherit anything in their lifetime. Okay. If you can imagine, you know, and some people it's a once in a lifetime.
Right.
So here we go again with the old financial world, the old, that generally happens to you a once in a lifetime. And it's something that people aren't rehearsed for or you know, have a broad knowledge in of what they can or can't do. Just want to call out to people's attention, because I've seen it over about three different cases right now.
Well, it's true, right? We see it time and time again with inheritance planning, and inheritance planning goes on both sides of the equation, right? It's the receiving of assets, which you were just referring to. Now it's, you know, it's overwhelming for a lot of people. And on the other end of it is, before you pass away, setting up your inheritance plan so that it may not be overwhelming for the people who are receiving the funds. You know, it's critical, and it's important to make sure that you do that. And it just makes things easier in such a trying time, right? I mean, listen, somebody passes away. Chances are, if you're inheriting somebody, it's somebody who you really loved, and it's an emotional time, and it's tough, and you're going to grieve, and, you know, you don't want to have to make difficult financial decisions. And the other thing that I want to bring up, to your point, Mike, is that it's very, very, very uncommon that a financial decision has to be made in a very quick fashion when somebody passes away. Just want to, you know, let you know that. And over the years, we've had people look at us and we're just like, you're in no condition to make these decisions right now, right? You're clearly distraught, as you should be. It was your spouse that passed away. It was your mother that passed away. You know, whatever the circumstances, let's just let this sit as it is right now for a little while. You know, if there's anything that needs to be taken care of, we can talk about it. But let's not rush down the road. And how many times, Mike, I mean, how many times, it's not an answerable question, but many times people will say to us, I can really do that? And we're like, yeah. And they're like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, I always try to say to the folks that are inheriting the money, the beneficiaries, if you will, okay, we understand you're going to inherit this money. With that being said, let's stop. Let's catch our breath. How does that fit into your financial plan?
Right.
We have to explore you. How does it fit into your plan? Okay. Income, taxation, investments, future of the money. Where did risk, how does this fit into your plan? And I think, you know, it's like taking receipt of something and, you know, I don't know, Doug, give me a comparison. I mean, I guess it's like saying free pound of butter at the store or something, and what you're baking, that's too much butter or something. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, so how does that fit into your plan? Is it really what you need? Or, I mean, yes, it's obviously it's a financial gain for you. You know what I'm saying? You're inheriting something, but let's snap it into the right spot on the puzzle.
Well, so that's a challenge for a lot of the people out there, is that they're emotionally attached to something that they inherit from somebody. And more often than not, that emotional attachment is related to investment holdings, right? It's if somebody inherits a house, like they accept that they got to sell the house, you know. But very often when people inherit investments or an investment portfolio, for some reason or another, there's a resistance on maybe getting rid of, you know, some of the investments or not, not thinking through, is this the best thing for me and my family? I get it. It was the best thing or a good thing for, you know, my mom and dad or my grandmother or whomever it may have been. But is it the right thing for me? And a lot of times it's not. But but because they inherited that from somebody, they're kind of emotionally attached to it. And it's sometimes a difficult decision for people to make to realize that they need to change it up to move forward effectively.
Correct. And one last thing on this topic, Doug, is that one of the most important areas where most inheritance comes from, by the way, is from retirement plans, IRAs, 401ks, what have you. And, you know, to me, that's just loaded with all types of taxation and laws that apply that you have to be kind of versed in or know what you're doing before you just say, give it to me. You know, I'm going to take it. I need this money. I think you need to kind of, that's the one that you kind of say, what are the ramifications to this?
Well, Mike, you know, as an example, another example of that, this week into the, I'm going to talk about a telephone call that you got this week into the office, and somebody called and they told you they needed $20,000 and they wanted to take it out of the IRA account. And, you know, you came into my office and we talked about it and we're like, well, why are they going to do that and create a tax liability when they can take it from this other spot that they have where there's not going to be a tax liability for it? And what was the reason that the person told you they wanted to take it from the IRA?
Because the account's doing so well.
The best performing asset they have right now.
And they figured, okay, so we need $20,000. Let's scrape it out of there. We're doing so well. But with that, would have came a tax burden.
Right. You know, so they needed 20 grand in their hand to do something with. So 20 grand out of the IRA, once you have taxes withhold, is not going to give them 20 grand in their hand, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they got to take $25,000 out. I don't know the exact tax calculation, but maybe you got to take 25, 26, 27 out to end up with 20,000 in your hand. Well, when there was another spot that they could take it from where it's not going to be taxable to you, take it out of here, boom, and then off into the races. And you prevented a tax liability. You didn't calculate the tax. You didn't play the role of the accountant because we're not CPAs. We're not attorneys, right? But we know if you take the distribution out of that account, it's taxable.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too, Doug, from a very just basic point of view, so many folks will go out and they're going to buy a car. They're going to buy furniture, what have you. And they shop and shop and shop. And they want the best deal, and they negotiate, and all of a sudden we got you down to $20,000.
Right.
Yes, that's a great buy for whatever we're buying. And then they'll say, okay, let's just rip it out of our highest performing asset at our IRA, and let's just make a fictitious...
Well, the highest liability.
Yeah, let's just make a fictitious tax rate, and let's say it's going to be taxed at 20% on your income tax return.
Right.
Well, you really just kind of, you know, paid $4,000 more. So you didn't really get it for 20, folks.
Right.
So when you're out there and you're doing that and you're making that type of decision, see it all the way through.
Right.
Be prudent. See it all the way through. That's all we can tell you.
Well, and that's where, you know, so it's the benefit. They didn't, it's ironic because that person called up and they didn't say to you, where should I take it from? They told you where they wanted to take it from, right? And our conversation ended up going to save them tax dollars, right? Had you not, you know, had you just been, you know, anybody else, just like, all right, fine. They called into the office. They said, send me $20,000 out of the IRA. You know, just send them $20,000 out of the IRA and not cared, right? But you cared.
Doug, our experience, you and I have been grinding at this for so long now that our experience tells us that most folks, clients, whatever, when they call in and they want money or they need money, they didn't think it all the way through. Mm-hmm. They didn't think about the tax complications. They didn't think about whatever the case may be. And we get that. So we know, not just say, okay.
Yeah.
We say, wait, let me explain this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what our experience tells us.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, and that's just, we just think that's part of the job.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I get it. There's a lot of people out there who are working with advisors that have the same type of conversations with them. And maybe this conversation's for those people out there who are trying to pull it off on their own and don't have an advisor, or have an advisor they're not having those conversations with. You know, it's...
Yeah, hey, listen, Doug, you know, so many of our clients are so nice that they're always, I'm sorry to bother you, I'm sorry to take your time. They're so apologetic. And I'll say to them, and they're going through sometimes a little rough patch, whether somebody lost a job, somebody passed away, something out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, listen, call me as much as you have to, because this is the time that you need to be talking to me. Okay.
Right.
And I always say, you know, trust me, if I can make the market go up, it'd go up every day. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't control if the market goes up or down. But when you hit a period of time where you're going through something, or you're making a big decision, let's have a quick chat.
Sure. Listen, what do we get out of their mouth so often when they call?
Sorry to bother you.
Sorry to bother
you. I know.
You're not bothering us, right? That's,
You
know, that is what we are here for. And that's what we want to, you know, make sure that you understand is that you're not bothering us. We're here to help you. We're here to, you know, to guide you along. And I, you know, for a lot of people out there, Mike, they, you know, they listen to the show and they hear, you know, a financial house or whatever. And the only thing they tie it to is investments. And, you know, okay, this, you know, and that's not what it's about. Yes, investments and saving instruments and all that stuff, financial instruments, I guess I should say, they're tools. Like, we'll use the tools, we'll get the job done, but let's figure out what the job is first before we, you know, go out and buy tools. And there's so many, you know, places and people out there that are just interested in selling you, you know, some sort of financial instrument without knowing whether it's appropriate or not. That's just, it's craziness.
Sure, sure. Doug, you know, what else has been going on? Trying to think. Oh, another big area, Doug. You know, got a call this week from clients talking about pricing out assisted living.
Yep.
And whether it's the aid coming in, the assisted living. Folks, I'm telling you, I have multiple cases going on right now where they're talking about coming out of the rehab, either coming home to having aids or needing aids or going to assisted living, the decision process that goes on with that. Right, Doug? There's care first and foremost. There's cost, right? That has to be discussed. I mean, it's a discussion that just goes on and on. And, you know, Doug, I always feel bad for the clients because I know they're going through so much,
mm-hmm.
so much mentally over the person being ill or ending up. And, you know, even for us, Doug, right? For the folks that are either in rehab or assisted living, not too long ago before that happened, they were, you know, healthy and coming in and talking to us and all that. And here they are now on a rough medical patch. But the financial decisions, the overwhelming of it is really just it to me, it just feels like it's been so rampant over the last couple of years. It just feels like there's constant cases going on in this office where that discussion is taking place.
There are, and you're 100%. And the other discussion that often goes along with that, Mike, is the power of attorney document, right? You know, is there a power, the legal document done? Do you have a power of attorney document so that you can make financial decisions on this person's behalf? And, you know, you have to just read these documents over. I got two power of attorneys in from a client this week for their file. And, you know, they came in and I read them, okay, like I should do, like I'm responsible. And I found out inside of there were a couple of what are seemingly minor issues. And I'll tell you exactly what they were. In the husband's power of attorney, they kept referring to the husband as her or she. All right. So clearly the attorney previously did a female's document and those were in there. I don't know if he did the wife's first and that was in there or what have you. So when I read it, I called, you know, and I said, you know, listen, I'm not being a nitpicker here. All right. But I just want to let you know that this is in the power of attorney. And, you know, I picked up on it And can we just ask the attorney, I think it's a good idea for you to ask the attorney if they could fix it so that when it does come time, if it does come time, that we actually have to use this document, that it's clean and no investment house or, you know, institution, any financial institution comes back and says to us, well, they, you know, they got, they're referring to she and her, and, you know, we have this as, you know, this is a male here, so can we just clean it up? And the client appreciated that, Mike. And you know what? The client came back to me and got it, and the attorney appreciated it as well. Said, you know, listen, when you can admit that you're not perfect, right, it's really no big deal. Right. Oh, yeah, sorry, I missed that and fixed it.
An oversight. We get it. You know, it happens.
Right. But so you know, that was minor, but it was what I want to emphasize is just the benefit of the fact that I took it. And, you know, they sent it to me for their file, but I read it, right? Yeah. That's what we do. I read it real quick. It's not a complicated document. And I picked this up and boom, it was a correction. We didn't just take it and stuff it in the file.
No, no. And Doug, that's an important document. And, you know, again, folks, listen, that's a document that you got to make sure you have. You got to make sure you have it ready. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You know, we're seeing a lot going on in the elder care world, if you will, Doug, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, to phrase it like that, whether it's decisions on money, decisions on care, decisions, power of attorney, children acting. And, you know, I also know, Doug, I spoke to you. I know we spoke about this. I believe it was last week's show about understanding the will, what passes through the will, what doesn't go through the will. And, you know, Doug, I've had two cases recently where I flat out told the clients, you need an attorney, you know, just like that. And, you know, there's nothing in it for us, but guys, listen, you have to call an attorney,
right?
You know, it's that simple. There's no way getting around it. And,
yeah.
And you know, and they listen, they took the advice, but that's what it comes down to sometimes.
Hey folks, want to remind you that, you know, we're always available for a consultation. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We're always here to help. We want to help you, you know, get you going in the right direction here. We've got offices in Clark, Toms River, Parsippany, Martinsville, meeting facility in Manasquan. We'll make a house call if you'd like. We're old, we're new school. We'll do a video if that's what you want, whatever's easiest for you. Michael, you got anything you want to add here?
No, I'm good.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.